Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, mate. I recently had a cartoon by you guys probably a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
I'm just having some dramas with it.
Okay. What sort of car was it, man?
It's a 03 WRX wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got it back, it was okay for maybe a day.
Right.
And then I was driving it around. They did tell me the front O2 sensor was no good.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And it would just run rich and drink through fuel.
Okay.
So I drove it before I did that. It was okay for a little while, and then it started to hiccup in top end. It started to backfire, obviously, because it was running rich. So I chucked an O2 sensor in it,
mm-hmm.
and it started running worse, a lot worse. And I was driving it, and I drove it up to the city, and I was on my way back, and mm-hmm. it started stuttering really bad, where mm-hmm. it wouldn't even drive, and
right,
it
right.
ended up like stopping a couple of times in the middle of the road. It would it'll go to $3,000, and then it will cut out completely, and then go back up, it'll cut out again.
Right, and did you try disconnecting the O2 sensor and seeing if it yes. drives better again?
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't make no difference.
That sounds like it's generated a problem. It's probably not completely associated to the O2 sensor itself.
Yeah.
It might actually have an issue in there.
Yeah, right. It was having dramas before I did the O2 sensor as well.
Yeah, what was
it
your name,
progressively
sorry?
Got worse. James Camazzulli.
Did you say James, sorry?
James, yep.
Yep. Camazzulli. Let me find you in here.
The original would be JZULI.
One sec. JZULI.
Yep.
JZULI. Okay, let's have a look. Okay, I can just read through the list, that's all.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, they've reported, which O2 sensor did you replace, man?
It was the front O2 sensor. That's the one they told me.
Yeah, but where did you buy the O2 sensor from?
It was Repco. It's a Denso sensor.
From Repco?
Just the Repco one, yeah.
Right, okay. So sometimes, depending on where you get them from, they can look similar with the plugs.
Yeah.
But they can be the wrong sensor. So
okay.
That's one concern that I have. So we would want to make sure that sensor is actually working and
see
what it's meant to do in the data. So that's the first thing.
Yep.
And then secondly, having a look at as to why the car's cutting out.
Mm.
Because when we graph a car here and we dyno it, obviously it's able to rev freely and cleanly and the tune doesn't change.
Yeah.
All that can change is the hardware on the car in terms of it being inconsistent.
Okay.
Something intermittently dropping out.
Yep.
Or something failing.
Gotcha.
So for us to be able to graph the car and tune it, it means it was able to do it on the day. And then we can obviously give you indications as to what we can see as potential concerns. But that's if the car misbehaves whilst it's here.
Yeah,
so
the guys
have mentioned the O2 sensor as one.
Yep.
And then your IACV being aftermarket also is another potential issue. That's why it's noted down on the job card. So what we can do, man, is we would probably need to see the car.
Yeah.
So we can do a data log over it and see what the O2 sensor is reading, first of all.
Mm.
And then secondly, see why the car's cutting out and not wanting to accelerate.
Okay.
So it sounds like it might be having a hissy fit for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So essentially, what's your availability like? Next couple
pretty,
of days, week?
Pretty limited, just because obviously I'm working.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I'd be able to make some time to drop it off.
Okay. Oh, Can I suggest, are you able to drop it off on Monday next week?
Monday next week. I'll have to find out and just double check as I've got someone can trailer the car up.
Yeah.
So work out with them, and then I'll have to get back to you on it.
The only reason I say that is we finish up on Wednesday, right?
Okay. Oh, but if you,
because it's Christmas, so I know it's Christmas coming, so I don't want to say to you, hey, man, we are booked out this year. I'm not going to lie to you. But
you're
having a little issue with the car we've dealt with, we want to make sure you can, you know, obviously drive the car over Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
If we can make it happen for you.
Yep.
We're chock-a-block this week.
Yeah, that's okay.
If you can drop it off Monday morning.
Yep.
And let us have a play with it, we might be able to find some sort of resolution for you and get the car sorted for you before Christmas, but you will have to pick it up by Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. That should be fine. I'll be able to sort of drop it off for about 2 days and then pick it up.
All right.
I'll find out and I'll call you guys back when I get a answer.
All right. Perfect. I'll just tentatively put it in there for you. All right.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks for your help.
No worries, man. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. No worries, mate.